So hello, everyone, and welcome to our kickoff for the Body Balance Program. Many of you have joined from the Shift Network, and I'm excited to have you here and have you taking part of a program that we're leading here. I know if you've been involved with Shift Network for a while, that their courses are a little bit different than this, and that they usually do 7-week, very instructional courses, and then, you know, not it's just once a week for 7 weeks. What this is really a journey for you. It's really a 9-month experience where we're going to provide a lot of education, but the education is on the website, and we're going to be guiding you through that education via a series of emails to just help you to navigate. While you're welcome to go at your own pace, you can also keep up with the emails if you want to. And then we have all these coaching opportunities. So twice a month, you have the opportunity to get on live with me and your fellow members and a lot of my coaches who usually join these calls and get to know each other, get to know me, and I get to know you so that I can support you in, you know, your health journey from where you are to where you want to go. So the purpose of today, what I planned to do was to incorporate a tour of the site so you have an idea of what we have built in for you. But I also want to get to know you guys and find out why you're here. So everybody joined for a reason, like what's a particular health challenge or health accomplishment that you want to make by being in this program with me. So what I'm going to do is start a backup recording just in case Zoom doesn't do it. And I'm going to say start. All right, good. I always like to do that. So what I think I'd like to start with is just opening up and having you guys share a little bit about you so that I can get to know you. And then I'll share with you all the things that we have in store for you at on the site. When I get to know a little bit about your goals and what you have in mind, then I'm much more able to, let's just say, personalize my tour to specific needs. Oh, like you needed this, Robin, or Suanne, you mentioned this, you'll find this over here, et cetera. So I want to make this a journey. This is something where I'm going to guide you, but you're going to be learning to be empowered to take charge of your own health, your own body, and your own hormonal balance. Sound good?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Okay. So all the calls will be on all the monthly, the once a month implementation calls, we call them, will be on this number, this Zoom number. We have another calls, which we call office hours calls, and those are on an instant teleseminar line. And all of that stuff is on the site, and I'll show you where it is. So those are open to people in this program. And then if other people from other programs want to drop in from time to time, they can do that as well. So it's just like, that's more of a drop in. Let's just ask your questions. Let's get coaching. The implementation calls at the beginning of the month are more about like, what's coming up? Like, where are some of the next things that we want to work on together? And then how are we going to work with that together, and how are you going to implement that? And then we have open time for coaching and calls and questions and all that. The next actual call that we're going to have is going to talk about lab testing, because everybody asked me that at the beginning, even though that's not really something we started at the beginning. If they want to get lab testing, what should they get? And then we're going to have a call that you can help get some guidance on that, and I'll share with you how to do that. So I'm going to start with who I've got on my screen, if that's okay. And I love if you would just introduce yourself, Robin, and then let us know where you're from and what one goal is that you have for yourself and, you know, that inspired you to sign up for this.
Hi. I might actually be on the wrong call because I think I was already on this call. I thought this one was the implementation call from last week, but that's not the case.
No, right? That was Friday. So this is
okay.
The first group that started and then the second group that started.
Oh, gotcha.
Kickoff, and you were on the first one. Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. You can just hang out and be a fly on the wall if you want to, or you can leave. It's up to you totally.
Yeah, I mean, I'll introduce myself since I'm already here. I don't want to just, like, fade away. I'm from New Jersey. I was part of the Keto Challenge and came into the Body Balance Program just wanting to know more about, you know, health in general and, you know, how I could help myself to, you know, further my situation, which is, you know, I've struggled with weight loss for quite some time. Part of it has to do with my Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which I was diagnosed with back in 2013. but I did a lot of work with that, and I feel like that's in a relatively good place, but now I seem to be struggling with some insulin resistance, and even though I'm not diagnosed with diabetes at this point, I think that's sort of my blockage right now with the weight, losing the weight especially. So just here to try to figure it all out and be part of the community.
Super. Yeah. And I'm here to support you with that. Thank you.
Yep.
Sue Ann, hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's a little strange doing this. This is only about my second time having this kind of a video chat.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I'm glad that you're doing it with us. We're a very friendly place, so just hang out.
First off, I want that screen that's behind you.
Oh, Amazon. Isn't it awesome? I want to be there, like, so I can't really be there, so I put it.
Well, that's, you know, that's one thing you can do if you can't be there. So
exactly.
Anyway, I have an immediate health issue, which is I'm having knee replacement surgery tomorrow.
Ooh,
how
geez.
Timely is this?
Oh my gosh.
and I have, I've had both hips replaced, and now both knees are in very, very bad shape. And getting one done is not going to totally do the trick. But so that's tomorrow. I have obviously a tendency towards musculoskeletal things.
Yes. inflammation. Yeah.
I was a dancer for about 30
years. I was going to ask you, were you an athlete? Yeah, that's a dancer's common.
Right. Not, you know, not full time and not professional, but I did dance and perform a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Over the- and so, and my mom had arthritis very badly. So she gave me her looks and her arthritis and his and her depression.
Mm. So, one out of three is not bad.
Anyway, so I am in the, you know, what the Spanish people call the tercera edad. I'm in the third age. I'm 73.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. You look amazing.
Oh, I do.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. And so, you know, how do I navigate these last years? And, you know, I've been a nutritionist most of my life and have played with a lot of different diets and other, you know, other things, right? Acupuncture, polarity therapy, Alexander mm-hmm. technique, blah, blah, blah. So I've been in a kind of a holding place with all of that. Like, I'm just going to live my life. Do my spiritual practice, forget all of the healthy things. I mean, not entirely, of course.
Yeah.
But it's just time to kind of regroup in the health area.
Great. Well, I think you're in the right place, and I'm glad you're getting it done right at the beginning, because then it'll be behind you, and we can really help you work on the inflammation pieces and the nutrition for inflammation. Excellent. And I can share with you where you can find information about that.
Very good.
Thank Great. You so Wonderful. Much. Welcome and good luck with the surgery.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
All right. So who else do we have? Let's see. So that's Sue Ann and Ann. How about Ann? I just unmuted you, Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Sorry, I'm totally new at this. Am I?
Oh, there you go. Yay. I see you. Hi.
We're there.
A hotel room. My husband's helping me.
Oh, super. Hi, husband.
There you are.
Hello.
And I'm in New Zealand. I actually live in Australia, but
lovely.
New Zealand at the moment. So,
wow.
Yes, I've never done this before, but and I have to admit that I haven't really got into the program yet, so I'm trying.
That's fine. You're just at the beginning. You have hardly begun. So that's good. That's fine.
And probably the main reason I was interested in doing this is because I feel so tired all the time, and I'm not exactly sure why. Mm. I have hypertension. Mm. Basically, I think I'm very healthy, but I'm 64, coming in for 65. And I've had high blood pressure since, and osteoporosis since menopause. And I would just like to try and get on top of that and not, you know, not resort to medication. Wonderful. And I like your approach. I basically follow a vegan diet.
Great.
And I just want to be healthy. My mother's 94. She's stooped over with osteoporosis. So I really don't want to be, following that pattern. We've just finished a hike, a multi-day hike in New Zealand, which is absolutely beautiful.
So you're real active then.
Yeah, we're doing our best to be as active as we can be. I suppose I just want to stop feeling so fatigued. And right. I'm not sure with the lab tests. I can't get them done. It's only available in the US. Is that right?
Well, no, I mean, it varies from place to place. There are certain states in the U.S. you only can get them through a doctor, same way you would through New Zealand and Australia. Although I think there were some places that were what's called direct access labs. Look for something called a direct access lab, which means that the public can just walk in and get tests without having to have a doctor's prescription. In the U.S., there are several of those, but they're only in, like, certain states won't allow it, like New York, New Jersey, Maryland and a couple of others. So, but you may have them because I remember how I worked with people in New Zealand and Australia before and they have been able to get labs off the street. So look into that. And as far as labs are concerned, they're not mandatory. Everybody gets really excited about labs when I talk to them about labs. I want to do labs. But in the reality, I've been doing this for 30 years and I can usually tell what's going on without the labs. I use the labs to confirm. A lot of times I use the labs to confirm so that you see it. So you're going, oh, I really believe you now. I better do something about it. Because a lot of times it's like if I say, I think you're gluten intolerant or I think that your zinc might be low based on this and that. You're like, oh, they see it on paper. They go, okay, I'm going to do something about it. So it's not always mandatory. There are cases where it might be that I would say go to a doctor and get these labs done. Because it's important. But no, the labs are an optional thing. It's just some extra information to help us to see what's going on.
I mean, I've had a lot of blood tests and they always tell me, that I'm within the range, but I do wonder if they're always accurate because why do I feel so tired?
And why do you feel so tired? So yes. So what you can do, we have this great sheet and I'll show it to you when we do the tour. We have this great sheet that you can take all your old labs and you can just type the numbers in. And it will tell you if you're outside the optimal range, if you're inside the lab range, which really is like, it's if you're outside the lab range, you're really sick. So basically what they're telling you is you're not dying. No. You're not really, really sick, but they're not saying that you're optimally healthy and they're not identifying it could be thyroid imbalance that they're not catching because most of them don't do enough of the testing to know the adrenal testing. It could be your blood sugar, like Robin was just saying about the blood sugar. And then it could be a digestive thing. It could be any number of things. And we're going to take you through step by step through those systems to try to identify where it is. And if you haven't done anything yet, I would go to module one, part one is assessment.
And I filled that in, but I haven't done any more with it.
Great. All right. We'll show you what to do with that. We'll be walking you through that. Okay. Right.
Okay. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
So that was Anne and we have Sharon. How about Sharon? I'm going to unmute you, Sharon. Sharon, you there? You're unmuted. Nope. I'm not hearing anything. I see you're black on the screen, but I don't hear you. I'll leave you open and then we'll move around and then see who else we can talk to and we'll come back to you. How about Catherine Logan? You're unmuted, Catherine. Hi. All right. So this is a new experience, right? On Shift Network calls, nobody ever gets to talk, right? You just get to type your questions in. So maybe none of you are used to doing it this way. All right, Catherine, I'll leave you unmuted. No, you're muted again. Let me see. Now it's not letting me unmute you. So you may have to unmute yourself. And where's Lynn when I need her?
I'm right here.
Oh, Lynn, good. Can you tell people how to unmute themselves?
Sure. Sorry. I was just outside, dropped my hat off, so I apologize. I'm a mess. So what you want to do is on the bottom left, you'll see a little microphone, and underneath it, it will say mute. And if you click it, if you can see what a circle with a red line through it, and you click on it, it should open your microphone. Same thing if you decide you'd like to have your picture shown. You'll see a little camera, and if you click with a line through it, that means we can see you. And if you would love to have us see you, then click on that, and it will open it up.
Yeah, thank you very much. And this is Lynn. So Lynn is my amazing right-hand and left-hand person in this program. She's one of our certified nutritional endocrinology practitioners, and she is like kind of like the liaison for this program from a, you know, clinical perspective. If you have technical things like accessing the website, we have Christina over in the help desk area. But Lynn is like, she's just mama bear for everybody in the program. And she does a really great job of that. She has 7 kids of her own who she homeschooled. So she's really good at being mama bear. And she's very smart and very knowledgeable. And she's going to take good care of everybody. So you'll see a lot of her on these calls. You'll see a lot of her on the Facebook group and all that. So thank you, Lynn, for being here.
And that's why I was late. I watched my grandkids after school. And so I had to take them out to so they could go home. And so I live in Minnesota, Iowa, and you don't go outside without being fully bundled. And I took my hat off thinking, no one's going to see me.
There you go.
There you go.
And she's on the chat. So she's usually really good. If you have questions and you type into the chat, oftentimes she can give you an answer pretty quickly. And otherwise she makes sure that I see your questions. So the chat is really nice to have because there's a lot of back and forth that go on there, and there's a lot of learning that goes on.
Yeah. And Sharon says that she's showing as being unmuted, so I don't know if she wants.
Yeah, say something, Sharon. Yeah, you are unmuted now. Can you say hi? I'm going to say, and it says you're, not coming through. So you may have a problem with your mic. So what I would do then is,
There's a little like arrow that points up next to both the microphone and the video. So if you click on that, it will show you which microphone you're using. So if you're using your computer's microphone, it will show that. Oh.
Can you hear me now? Go ahead. Oh, yeah, now I can hear you. Is that Sharon?
It's Sharon, yes.
Yay, hi, Sharon.
Okay, and now I've got the video.
Yeah. There's it should say something.
Select a camera. I only have one camera.
Okay, just select the one.
Oh, now I've lost you.
No, I hear you.
Oh.
We're here.
Yeah, okay. We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Do you want me to say my spiel?
Yeah. Tell us where you're from and what you're here for.
I'm from British Columbia, Canada. And when I read about your program, I just thought it suited me to a T. You know, I have hypothyroidism, hot flashes, oral lichen planus, which is an autoimmune disease, insomnia, sleep apnea. Although when people hear I have sleep apnea, they're always amazed because I'm not at all overweight.
Mm.
And consequently, I have daytime fatigue and I'm hypoglycemic.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you're in the right place. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to work on all through this.
Mm-hmm.
Phew. Okay, great. So here's the thing, what I'm going to tell everybody. A lot of times we jump into a program, and now this is a 9-month program, and there's a lot of content and a lot of stuff you're going to learn and a lot of new habits. And people want to jump into, I have this, what should I do about my thyroid? I have this, what should I do about it? And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be building from the ground up some really good foundational habits and some really good foundational balance in your nutrients and your nutrient status and in your biochemistry. And yeah, we're going to go through sequentially through those systems in the order that I've found over the last 30 years works well because they build on each other. And if we jump in and say, oh, certainly I can say, hey, you've got hot flashes. Let's give you some symptom relief while we're working on why. And certainly if you've got some thyroid stuff, well, here's some herbs and stuff that you might be able to do along with while we're trying to work on the why. But when we fix the underlying causes, a lot of times those problems just go away. And it's just a matter of really honing in. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're not going to be going this for that, this for that. That's a Western medicine approach. That's not a holistic approach or a functional approach. We're going to be working on a balance approach. Like, how do we find out what the imbalances are? I like to call them the big boulders. What are the big boulders that stand between you and you feeling great? And we're going to start to chip away at those boulders and move them out of the way. So thank you for being here. And you've got a lot to work on. And for everybody, I would start with that assessment. And then what you're going to do is you're going to start to get, you probably should have, depending on when you signed up, you'll get every 3 days or so, you'll get a new email that says, okay, now that you've done your assessments or whatever, let's work on, I forget what the second one is. Let's work on your big why. Like, why are you here? Let's work on your stress. Let's work on your fitness. And there's just little tips that you can put into place. And then we move on to the next one, but you're building. It's building. And if you can't keep up because you're traveling or whatever, no worries. Just save the emails, work on where you're at, and then move on to the next piece. Although Lynn always says to people, the stress piece, like this, there's a 30-day transforming stress piece that you can sign up for, and it's daily messages that give you a little short 5-minute-er to help you with putting in place some mindfulness practices and some specific things with breathing and appreciation that work phenomenally. So I would get that started, and then you can go back and start working on the rest of it. So Lynn, you might have something more to say.
Oh, I'm basically going to back up what you said. So yeah, definitely start with the assessments that gives you an idea. And the second piece is your big why. There's a lot there. And that's like you said, where I say start with that. And then move over into the transforming stress piece. Sign up for those transforming stress daily videos. Just kind of look through the information in there. Then go back to step two and dig more into your big why. And then the next step after that is drink your water. So kind of go back and forth. And the reason I like that approach is because it's always grounding you into why am I doing this anyway? And that's what's going to keep you in the momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, right? If you're doing something and it's hard, right? Like say somebody's training for a marathon and they're getting up in the morning and they're getting up and they're just going out and they're running 14 miles and it's cold and it's snowy. And they're like, why am I doing this? They go, oh yeah, that's right. I'm training for that marathon, which is happening in 2 months. And if I don't do this now, I'm not going to be able to do it. Okay, right. Right. So when you get up and you're like, oh, I got to, you know, do this whole self-care exercise or whatever. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I choosing the vegetables and the salad versus the chocolate chip cookie and the sundae? Right. Why? Oh, because my thyroid's been out of balance and I've had this extra weight and I'm tired of feeling this way and I'm tired of being in pain and having inflammation. Oh, right. That's heading me in the right direction. So thank you. That's an important part. I saw Roger come on. Roger, you want to come on and say something? Hi, Roger.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. And where are you from?
Minneapolis.
Oh, near Lynn. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason I'm taking the course is I had a complete exam about a year ago, and a lot of my numbers were elevated, and I just recently completed another complete physical, and my numbers keep elevating. Pre-diabetic, high blood pressure, weight keeps coming on, fatigue, and I just thought this might be a good time to really investigate what this is all about and how I can maybe make some changes.
Absolutely. And get the support you need to make the changes. Cause you could read a book and it'll tell you some of the things we're going to tell you, but are you going to follow it? Are you going to even finish it?
Right.
Right. Right. That's why we do. Right. That's why we do this. And there are some things that we are, you know, I'm the ultimate health detective investigator because I love to dig. So I can help you get, you know, and like, oh, well, those numbers they said were good, but no, we need to get this done. And then suddenly you go, oh, wow, I feel so much better now that those numbers are different. So we're here to support you in that. So thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
All right. So who else do we have? So I have you right below me, Sharon and Anne. Catherine, when you can, let's see if we can get Catherine unmuted. Yeah, I'm having a hard time unmuting Catherine. Okay, Ellen. How about Ellen? Let me see if I can unmute Ellen. There's Ellen. Hi, Ellen. I hear something. Say hi, Ellen. I heard her. All right. We'll come back. Francis? Francis, want to say hi? Yes, Francis. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Oh, thank you for making this so personal. I've joined a lot of things and not everybody does that. So I just want to say thank you. Well, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I have a place that my parents have in Florida. So I like to go there every once in a while too, because actually I feel a lot better in the sun than I do here. So, but that just brings me to I had a growth like maybe 2010, and I went to one of those wheatgrass places and it shrunk, and you know, but I even though I had this wonderful healing and do raw food, I'm still like tired a lot. And last year what happened is I started breaking out on my back, and I have never had breakout. I don't even know if a teenager I had breakouts.
Wow.
So this is like kind of alarming me that something is seriously wrong. And I'm doing the things that I know because I've studied a lot. And I, you know, so recently, like I've been taking SEACT, and I noticed a little bit of relief from that, but it's still there. It's just wrong.
The breakout's been there for a while, for a few months or something?
Since October, unfortunately. October,
that's a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you looked at your gut?
Huh?
Have you looked at gut issues?
Well, I did. I had a microscopy blood analysis about a month ago, and it did show definitely like candida, parasites.
Okay.
And the leaky gut has shown since 2007, at least. Okay. And whenever I try to do things for it, but I don't think I do it long enough or I don't know what.
We'll figure that out. You know, the first module, which is all the empower your inner healer stuff, and it's getting us ready for healing your gut. So all the things that are in there are necessary to help you heal your gut. And then we're going to jump in and heal gut. Whether you feel like you have gas and bloating and have gut issues or not, if you've got fatigue, if you've got any kind of skin issues, if you've got any inflammation, the gut is like the source of so much, and we can't really heal the rest of our body until we get our gut healed. So I want us all to be starting on that same track with getting the gut healing happening.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I tried to start some things, but I think it'll, and I wanted to go to like an alternative doctor, but when I saw your thing, like I love to know the numbers, and I have a nursing degree and I haven't done that forever. But to me, that is more exciting to get more into it and really see what's going on. And I've been under a ton of stress most of my life. And obviously I understand why you're saying that first module is to get the stress down. So
yes,
that's one thing I need to learn how to do. So
we all do. We all do. We live in a stressful world. Yeah. And you know, it's just hard not to. You have to just really work at keeping, you know, yourself protected from that stress. And it can happen, but it just takes some work and some knowing. And yeah, we live in a stressful world. We're constantly bombarded with the news. We're constantly bombarded with pollution, with electromagnetic fields, with, you know, things that are out of our control. And then there's the family, and, you know, there's so many things. So it's really a matter of learning strategies, which are to let that's out there. This is in here. And not allow it to impact the functioning of your body. And that's where that mob, I think it's step three, which is the transforming stress. So we do that right up at the beginning, and that's going to be something that's going to carry you through the whole program. So when you do your 30 days of that, at the end of that, you go, I want to do it again. I want to do it again. I'm going to do it again. And you just keep doing it until it becomes second nature to you. To be
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And nobody's going to be 100%. You know, I like to say, yeah, but I have my tantrums sometimes too, you know, and things get me, and I have to stop and use my strategies for saying, okay, that's out there. This is out here. I can't control them out there. I can't control what they decide to do. I can control how I respond to it. And I'm going to allow my body to still function well, even in spite of those stresses out there. Yeah. So good. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Okay, so who else haven't we gotten? It says there's 19. So Catherine, we haven't been able to get through. So Catherine, if you can open up your line when you're ready. Wendy, I'm going to unmute you. Hi, Wendy. Oops.
Hi there.
Oops.
Can you hear me?
I can. Yes. Good.
Okay. I just got on the call. I'm not really prepared. I signed up last night and I didn't get any of the emails. So your team is working on getting me access to the course. And they just sent me a link to this call. So I'm not even exactly sure.
Oh, good. Okay. So we'll make sure that happens. Then make sure you get all your emails. Maybe it might be going to a spam, or if you have Gmail, it might be going to a promotions folder.
I've checked all the possible places it could go, and there's been nothing. So.
Okay. Well, we'll
look I know your team will figure it out.
We'll figure it out. They know what they're doing. Christina has he needs to do that. Great. Okay. Super. So what we're talking about is, where are you from? And what was like one major thing that caused you to go, yes, I want to be here? Like last night when you were clicking that button to say, yes, I'm signing up, what was it that prompted you?
Well, I'm in central Alberta in Canada. And I guess the last straw is I'm losing hair at an alarming rate, which has never happened before. I know my liver is compromised and having trouble with weight gain and weight loss. I've never not been able to, if I clean up my diet, I've always been able to lose weight, and it's not happening this time.
Okay. That's good stuff to work on. And as soon as you get access to the course, jump right in, and there's module one, which is power your inner healer. Well, there's a getting started thing that gives you some basic, how I call it housekeeping. And I'm going to do a tour of the site and I'll show y'all what's
okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to having you and getting to know you. We have 9 months, so we'll all get to know each other really well.
So exciting. Yes.
And I do see that we've sent you, emails. They're all showing unopened. I want to make sure that the email address we have is correct. sandpies@telus.net.
Yep. And I've been getting emails from the support team today, and I got my receipt for payment. So I know my email is correct. Yeah.
Can we click resend on those, Lynn?
Those aren't showing up.
See if it shows up. See if it sends. Okay. So check soon. Lynn's going to hit resend on those messages.
Okay.
So it looks like they're queued up, but they're not getting through for some reason.
Yeah, something's holding them up. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense if you also got other emails from us. So
that's what I was thinking.
All right.
Thank you. I didn't even know what time the call was. So
well, I'm glad you're here. Yay, Christina, for getting you that information.
Yes, she did.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to this.
Awesome. Me too. It's a good group we have here. Let's see. Who do we have that we haven't talked to yet? I still Catherine. Catherine's there, but she's just not. I'm not able to unmute her. Silvana. Hi, Silvana. Silvana? Did I say your name correctly? I'm going to leave everybody's lines open that I've called on. And oh, there you are, Silvana. I see you coming on. I see a black box that has your name on it anyway. I just wonder about, microphone settings and all that. All right. Whoops. Nope, she's gone. She's trying. I'm going to leave you open too. And as soon as you come on, as soon as you're ready, we'll talk to you all to see if I can move on and see. So we did.
And there's Silvana. Catherine's has no mic camera today.
Okay. So what I would love for you to do, Catherine, if you don't mind, is just type into the chat.
She did. She says she's 63 from Montana. She's been dealing with persistent and chronic fatigue and pain for years. So in continuing her journey to wellness and well-being, she thinks she needs the Body Balance formula in her quiver.
Great. Wonderful. Yay, Catherine. I'm so glad you're here. And we lost Silvana. She was here a second ago. Okay, there she is. Hi. I'm not hearing you though. Let me see. No, try, see if there's a button on that mic that's, no. No, it's
not. Okay, just so we all know, Mercury is in retrograde. Don't know what the lessons are supposed to be here, but maybe.
And maybe that you have to go to the Zoom where it says mute. There's a little thing at the bottom and it may say mute. There's a little arrow next to it. Click that and that'll help you choose your microphone. And maybe that you've gotten, that it's just not, hasn't chosen that microphone yet. When I do it, it shows, it says select a microphone, select a speaker. No? Oh, bummer. Good old Met Mercury. Okay.
Ellen also wrote in. She said she saw that because she doesn't have a microphone or a camera. She said she saw this course as a way to easily absorb more functional medicine info, so she's able to work with her provider, who's Dr. Keisha, more on a more intelligent level. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yes, Dr. Keisha and I are friends, so I'm glad that you're working with her. That's great. Yeah. So if there's any things that come up here, you know, and you'll understand the background. Like when you're working one-on-one with someone, it's very hard to get the level of education that we're providing here. Unless you have a, like an unlimited bank account that you can pay that person tens of hours a month, you know, dozens of hours over the course of months to spend. So this is really helpful to have that background. And when I work with people one-on-one, which I don't have too many, but when I do, they're in a program like this to take them through. So they're learning pieces and then we discuss how it applies to them. So great. Say hi to Dr. Keisha for me. Okay, my making video showed. Let's see. All right, so I'm going to try, while Savannah, while you're trying to figure that out, maybe there's a setting on your computer somewhere. Sue Ann, did we talk to Sue Ann yet?
Yes, you did.
Okay, there we are, Sue Ann. She's right there. Sue Ann, Wendy, we talked to. Ellen, Ellen is who just wrote, yes, and Silvana. Ann, we talked to earlier.
And Jules just wrote in the chat, hi, this is Jules. I'm 65 from Portland, Oregon. I'm dealing with fatigue, gut issues, and blood sugar issues. Looking forward to working with
you. Super. Thank you. And L. Cole, L. Cole 5. I'll unmute and see what happens there. And I'm sorry that you're not able to speak, Silvana. It's nice to see you. Everything looks fine on my computer. Don't understand why it's not working. Darn. Oh, Lordy. Try taking the microphone, unplugging the headset and see if it works without the headset. It might work directly into the computer. So I have some, when I plug in a headset like that on my laptop, it won't work. I have to use like a simple, you know, nothing will, you know, not one with a microphone. But see if that works. And L. Cole 5, I don't know. I can't seem to unmute you either. All right, so let me see if there's anybody else. Marit. Marit? Hi, Marit. Okay. A lot of people having trouble with mics. Okay, so Nicole. Okay, so Nicole, I hear music playing. There you
Sorry.
Are.
There's going to be a lot of background noise. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. I'm just glad we can see and hear you. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm 38. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and it was kind of a trifold decision for me to do this. First off, I just signed up to start training as a holistic health and wellness coach, so I'm starting that program. So I figured this one tied in with that really, really well. I wound up, like, over the summer, something started going on with my health. I started gaining weight rapidly for like no reason. I was extremely tired, and I went from being an extremely active person to basically sleeping as much as I possibly could. between that and then I come from a family history of thyroid problems, diabetes, heart problems. So I just want to get on top of any potential health issues well in advance. So I don't have those issues.
Exactly, exactly. And it could be if that's in your family history that something triggered one of those areas to go out of balance, you know,
yeah.
Like thyroid suddenly, you know, an exposure. There's so many little things that we can work on that. I would recommend that you go to module one, part one, which is assessments. And there's
two
assessments and fill them out. What showed up? Anything in particular?
Thyroid and also glucose resistance were okay. The two big ones.
Good. And those are our first two major areas to hit.
Yeah.
Yay! Awesome. And I think even just doing some of the steps in the Empower Your, there's 12 steps in there. Even just going through those steps, you're going to start to see some issues. And then when you learn how to test your blood sugar, you know, kind of control what you eat based on how you respond, it's going to make a huge difference.
Yes. And I've actually, I'm also in conjunction with this starting a, I guess you could say like a milder form of like the keto diet and that as well to kind of help get my blood sugar levels and like the glucose levels and that under control.
Right. Yeah. And look in, on your, when you log into our website, click on the home, my programs thing, and you should see the keto thing there. And
okay. Awesome.
We have a healthy keto, like 5-day program that you can look at.
And perfect. Get
on, right. Jumpstart it. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Who else? So Catherine, we're still Sharon's iPad. Do we have Sharon? There's two Sharons. Are there two Sharons?
Yeah. And I think Catherine said it's not going to be.
Catherine's not going to work. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sharon, Sandy, how about Sandy? Haven't heard from Sandy yet. Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yay. Oh, hi. I'm from Canada, too, from Calgary.
Canada.
The thing that drew me to the course was I've been doing a lot of holistic things, and really, I think taking care of myself quite well, seeing even a Chinese practitioner, traditional Chinese, and she always kind of comments on just kind of keeping my hormones in balance. And so I just started menopause, and I had a frozen shoulder.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I know, you know, working with her, I know there's more that I can do, and I really want to kind of get to the bottom of that and why all of a sudden, you know, coinciding with menopause, do I end up getting that? So I want to, and I, everything you say really makes a lot of sense and kind of goes along with a lot of things I think I'm already doing, but I just want to understand better and get to the bottom of it.
Good. Yeah. You know, it's interesting about the shoulder that we don't think about, but there is connection between shoulder, frozen shoulder, and blood sugar. And there are some studies that link the two. So it's interesting that, you know, when you get to menopause, there's this stress on the system and then there's some shifting going around. And we often see things that were kind of as, you know, low end background things that shoot to the surface. So it could be related to that as well. So we'll get there. Thank you. Do the assessment and see where you come up.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Sandy. All right. So, Marique, you're unmuted. I'm the only one left, I think. Sandy, Ellen wrote in. Silvana, we can't hear. So, Silvana, please write in and tell us a little bit about you. Jules wrote in. Anne spoke. Catherine wrote in. Francis spoke. Jules is there twice. L. Cole 5, I don't know who that is. I can't tell who that is. Elko 5 and Marit are the only ones left. All right. Anybody else write in? So, okay. So what we're going to do, if you haven't spoken and you want to share, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and I'm going to take you through a little bit of a tour of the site so you know like what to expect and how things are laid out. I'll put it up for questions on that. Somebody's got some noise going in their background. Let's see. Not Silvana, we know that because she couldn't. There we go. All right. So, and then we'll open up for questions again. And if you weren't able to open your mic before and you are now, or you want to share, then you can go ahead and do that. Does that sound okay? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go to the site is over here. And there we go. And I'll start at the homepage of the site. So, cause that's what you'll see when you first get in. And share screen and just let me know if you see my screen once I share it. Okay. See my screen? Yes, nod. Lynn, yes? Yes. Okay. Good. All right. So what this is when you get your welcome email, it'll have a link to the site. You log in. This is what you see. You'll use the login screen, you'll log in, and here you are. It starts on the all programs showing, which for me, it's the same as if I hit my programs. But if you hit my programs, then it only shows the programs that you have access to. If you hit all, it shows all the programs you have access to plus other programs that we have that you don't yet have access to. So we hit here, my programs, and then we click on my body balance. We click start program. And most of you have done this because most of you said you did the assessments. And you get here, which is the get started where everybody should go. If you haven't already joined the Facebook group, and I know many of you have because I've seen your names come across on the Facebook group, whitelisting my email address is an important thing because it may end up in spam or in promotion or that, and then you won't get the emails. This just teaches you a little bit about navigating on the website if you're confused. Mark the calls. So if you click this right here, it's going to show the upcoming calls. Okay. So we have the body balance group mentoring and we have the calls all laid out through November. So those are the beginning of the month calls, Wednesday, beginning of May, April, May, June, July, all the way through November. You have your access. So this is always where you can go to get your access information. It's always the same number for these calls and it's always on the Zoom platform. Monthly, we have access to an office hours call and these have different passwords each month. So you have access to this for nine months. So you'll have access to this through the end of November. And usually, oftentimes they're the first time, the first Thursday of every month at 3:30. No, that's changed. It's not the first Thursday of every month anymore. We need to change that, Lynn. I think that we change it to the second Thursday of every month. So anyway, for this month, it's March 14th, which is next week, and 5:45 p.m. Central Time. And we vary the time so that people in different time zones can take advantage. So if we have some folks in Australia, this is a good time for them. If we have some folks in London, this is a little bit late. Most of people, we'll kind of look at it and see where most of the people we have here are North America and Australia. And then you have an access to the call recordings. So far the 15th was the kickoff call, the first kickoff call. This is the second kickoff call. And then the implementation call on the first. So anybody that missed that implementation call on the first, you'll get access to an extra one. You'll always get the nine that you're promised. And what you have is just the recordings. I highly recommend that you watch this implementation call, the kickoff call, not so much unless you want to get to know some of the people that were on there. It's similar to what this one is, but the implementation call, we did talk a lot about lab testing and, you know, how to look at your assessments and see which lab testing might be helpful for you if you wanted to get lab testing at the beginning. We generally recommend that depending on where you're at in your cycle, if you are, if you're on kind of a, you know, not such a good diet, you know that it's not the best diet for you, and you're not feeling so hot, we recommend you go through module one before you start doing any lab testing because we're going to get some basics going. Because if you come in and, you know, you're, I know probably you're not, but eating Cheetos and drinking Coke, you'd expect a lot of your lab numbers to be off from a nutritional standpoint, from the way that we analyze it. We will be setting aside one of these implementation calls as an actual call where you guys come in and you can bring in labs that you've done and we'll help you analyze those labs. So that's really an amazing opportunity to learn what's in the labs. We have a great sheet that helps you to actually keep track of all your labs and shows you a lot of information. I'll show you that. And then we have older calls because we first started this program last May. So we actually have these monthly office hours calls that we give you access to in case, you know, you want. Some people have a lot of, you know, you run, you garden, you do stuff where you want to play stuff and you can learn a lot from other people's questions. Those are totally optional, but we just provide those as an option for you. So we're going to go back to the main screen. Oh, we were on getting started. Sorry, we were on getting started. And if you haven't joined the Facebook group, it's a great way to get support and connection. And there's a link to it right here. You just go and you request access. And then we look and make sure that you're actually in the program because a lot of people request access to groups that they're not even part of. And then we let you in. So if there's a little bit of a delay, it's because, you know, somebody's on has to get on and look and make sure that you're valid. If you answer your questions properly, then usually it's pretty quickly. And if you ever need support, you click here and that'll bring you to an FAQ page, but also to a page where you can request support. And then when you go up to the, back to the home page, you can access any of the modules either from this page, the home page, or from across here. So you got module 1, module 2, module 3, module 4, module 5, extras. Extras are your bonuses, and extras are some extra like places, things that we want you to have quick access to. So the recipe guides for these, we added to the extras because a lot of people wanted to have some recipes right at the beginning before they actually have to go through all these programs. So we put these here, direct links to your digestion recipe guide, for example. And there you have stuff. So if you do your assessment and it says your main area of imbalance is your digestion, then it's good to look at the digestion recipe guide and come up with some ideas. If you do your assessment and it turns out that your main area of issue is your blood sugar, your adrenals, you can start with some of those recipes. So they're all here and they're from each of the individual programs that you'll be going through. The one thing I do want to show you on this extras before I show you some of the module stuff is this thing called the Master Health Tracker. This is a Google spreadsheet. If you've never done Google spreadsheets before, no worries. There's actually a little instruction on the page. I'll show you where that is to teach you what to do. You cannot edit this because it's in a read-only mode for you guys. I could edit it, but you can't. But what you do is you just say something like this. You say file, download, and you can download as an Excel sheet or you can download it as a PDF. Or you can say, make a copy. If you already have a Google Drive of your own that you've used, you can say, make a copy. And it will usually say right here is where you want to put it will usually be your drive. And you just put your copy and you say, Sue Ann's Master Health Tracker from Body Balance, right? And then you have it on your sheet. And then you can fill, whoops. Now I just created a copy of it. Oh, well. That's how quick and easy it is. Here is, you know, all of these, this is optional. This is for you. We created this because it's a great way for us to keep track of all the information about a particular client. When we're working one-on-one or we work in a year-long coaching program where people get one-on-one support and group coaching support, we wanted to have all the information for them in one place. And when our coaches, we have coaches that are available to do private coaching with anybody. And if anybody wants to know more about that and you feel like you really need that extra support, just reach out to us, reach out to Lynn, and I'll show you on the site where you can actually request information about that. So you can actually keep track of your symptoms. And I love to do this because if you start the program and you say your fatigue, which started in 2008, has a current severity level of 9, which is 9 out of 10, which is pretty severe, and it's a high priority for you. And then a month or two down the road, you're going back through and you're going, well, wait a minute, my fatigue is not a 9 anymore. It's a 7. It's a 6. You can actually see better what your progress is. Whereas we just we lose sight of the ability to see subtle changes, you know, unless it's a dramatic change. And I have, you know, the crazy story I always tell with that is a story about the frog in the boiling water. Has anybody ever heard of that? Like if you take a frog and you put it in boiling water, it jumps right back out. But if you put the frog in room temperature water and you heat it up, the frog will die because it doesn't acclimate and realize that it's in boiling water. And then we do that with our own set of symptoms. We may say, oh, this is a little nagging pain. Oh, this is a little more nagging pain. And it just gradually gets worse or gradually gets better. We don't really notice. So I want you to be aware and see how things are responding to the things you're doing. This is a place where you can put a summary of that visioning piece that we have for you. You're welcome to stick in your obstacles, you know, and this is all for you. This is all for you to have a record that you can keep track of your health over time. So you don't get caught like in a situation where you're out of control. You've watched things happening. You're going, wait a minute, something's happening. I need to make some changes. We've got a health scorecard where you can actually physically put the scores from the tests you do. You can also put it on a paper, you know, a PDF version of it, and I'll show you where that is. But you can actually put in here, let's say you did the digestion assessment today, which is 3/6/19. And your score was low stomach acid was a 34. And digestion, let's see, excess stomach acid was a 5. And liver gallbladder was a 45. And small intestine was a 23. And you get the idea, large intestine was a 78. We can see where the big problems lie for you, right? On a graphical level. So if you come back in 3 months and you start to fill these in again, you'll see the numbers and the colors change. So green is it's fine. Let me put a 17 in here so it shows you a middle one. So green is it's, that's where we want it to be. There's really not much of an issue in that area. Blue is there's starting to be a little bit of a problem. Yellow is, yeah, it's getting more moderate. The orange is severe and red is urgent, right? So this gives you an idea of the areas that you need to work on when you put your scores in. So you get your scores from the evaluations we had you do, but this allows you to keep track of it over time. And I really find this valuable. Again, everything's optional. This whole course is about empowering you to take charge of yourself, your own health, without having to be at the mercy of medicine waiting until you have a serious issue. Because who wants to find out that you have a blood sugar issue when you have diabetes versus when you have early stages of insulin resistance, right? Because there's more damage done. This is helping you to keep track of that. We have a great sheet that you can keep track of your own supplements. We came up with this because it was really helpful for us in working with patients to help them to see what they were taking too much of, not enough of, and how to customize it. So you get access to this. If you've had any supplements you've discontinued in the last year, you might want to keep track of them so that in 2 years when you see the latest and the greatest Dr. Oz show and he's announcing this great new supplement called XYZ and you go, yeah, I'm going to order some XYZ. That's the cure for me. And then you go back and wait a minute. I took XYZ back in 2008 and it actually gave me hives. I don't think I'm going to take XYZ. So that kind of thing. If you're on any medications, list them. And then if we have two sheets for putting your lab results into. One is for people in the U.S. Oops, sorry about that. I forgot to, sometimes I forget when I'm sampling this to take it out. You put your numbers in here and similar to the other. So if I say the ideal range for glucose is 65 to 85, the lab thinks the ideal is 65 to 110. If you put in 75, it's green. If you put in 100, it turns yellow because you're outside of the range of what we think is ideal, but you're still within the lab range. And if you put in 120, that's where medicine is going to flag it. So the only things that you're going to see in orange on your sheet when you fill it in are the ones that on the lab test that you got from your doctor or the lab are actually showing as abnormal, high, low, whatever. And you get to do this for all the different stuff. But here's the part that I most like about this. Off to the side, in addition to seeing the colors, You have a possible interpretation. What does it mean? Possibly if it's high, what it possibly is if it's low, and what should you do to follow up to figure out why? Doesn't mean that you have these conditions or out of balances, but it gives you an idea of what some of the imbalances may indicate. And it's really super because there's some, one of them in here, and if it's high in medicine, it means it's either a liver issue or a gut issue or a bone issue. But if it's low, it doesn't mean anything. Well, when you put it as low in functional ranges, it could be a deficiency of zinc that causes that to be low. It could be a deficiency of B6. So really, really important stuff and fun. Now, not everybody is interested in this, but I know a lot of you said, I just want to know. I want to know what's going on in my body. I want to be able to have intelligent discussions with a doctor that, you know, I can say, hey, I really think that my blood sugar's off because my hemoglobin A1C is a little high and my fasting insulin's a little high. And they go, oh, you're really knowledgeable. You know a lot of stuff. So that's your lab results. If you're in the US, if you're in international, the numbers are a little different. So the glucose number might be 5.7 in international units, and it gets converted to 102, which is in our American units, and then the color changes according to what it's supposed to be. So this helps, you know, if we're on a call and you tell me you have a 5.7, I kind of sort of know about where it is. But if you tell me you have a 102, I really know what that means. Okay. And then if you want to keep track of diet, you know, as you work through the modules and you want to put together your diet plan, if you want to keep a diet diary, the next piece is like a super chart that we're going to go way into detail when we do the blood glucose, but it really helps you to determine what foods are throwing you out of balance and what foods are really good for you in terms of glucose control. So we, you don't have to worry about this now, but when we get into the blood sugar balancing program part, we're going to do that. The last piece we're going to go through when we go into the thyroid, and this really helps you keep track and understand and interpret your lab numbers if you get labs. So that's the master tracker. Yay. Any questions on that? I know that's a lot to take in. Does that look interesting or overwhelming, or what does that feel? How does that feel, Sue Ann? Whoops. Unmute. As I saw you nodding your head a few times.
Oh, it's fascinating and daunting.
And no worries. We're going to go through and share with you what to do with this stuff.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's really about empowerment. This whole thing is about empowering you to be the one that's in charge of your own health.
Yeah.
I think that's ultimately what we all want. Because I really said, if you're the type of person who just wants somebody to tell you what to do, this is not your program. Right. This is not your program. The program for you is go to your doctor and have them tell you what to do.
Right.
Right. And that's not always in alignment with what you really want.
Right.
Nothing wrong with going to the doctor, but. All right, so extras, you got a whole bunch of other stuff like that. The one thing you can look at, we'll go back to the module one, and that's all I'm going to go through because we're not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to give you some ideas of where to get started and tell you how we're going to implement this as you go along. So we have step one is assess your body and hormones, and when you go to this page, and all the pages are laid out this way, where we have a checklist at the bottom that as you're going through, you can check off the pieces you've done so that you know where you're at. So if you leave and you leave town for 3 days and you're like, where did I leave off? Oh, that was where I was. So assess your hormones. So there's an assessment there, and you can either do it PDF version and do it by hand, or you can do the online version, either way. Same thing with your body systems, and that's where you have digestion and kidneys and all that. Then you have a place where you can record your results. So this is similar to what I just showed you in the master tracker. If you're tech sheet savvy, do it in the master tracker. If not, just print this off. Oh, there's one on Google Drive and there's one on a PDF. So actually you can do it either way. Okay. And this one gives you, you can't edit it. You need to download it to your computer and then you can click this link to, go and learn more about how to set your own Google Drive up. Oops. There we go. So I created this document to teach you how to set up your own Google Drive. if you want to. If you don't want to, don't do it. You know, don't get yourself overwhelmed. This course is not about getting you overwhelmed and having to learn new technology. If you already know the technology, I want to provide you with those tools. And if you don't, then I'm going to provide you with just download this PDF and do it the old-fashioned way. Print it out, put your numbers in, and then based on the color code on the interpretation, you can use a highlighter or a Sharpie or something like that to mark your boxes. And that's it. So then we go to the next module. These, I'm just going to go through the first three and then give you a glimpse of the way these are laid out, because these three are really critical ones to get started with. And you'll get emails that say, hey, have you done your assessments yet? Great. If you're finished, go ahead and start working on your values. And so there's a lot here. You don't have to do it all. You can do the shortcut version of it, which is step four. But I really encourage you to look at this, because what we did was we put together an ability for you to really get in touch with what matters most. People say, well, why don't you do this? Like, just tell me what to eat and tell me what to take and what test labs to get. But really, when you get in touch with what matters to you most, you have a commitment that's so strong that it doesn't break and it doesn't budge. And so we teach you how to do that and how to prioritize. It's a long exercise. The folks who have said, hey, I don't really want to do that and done it, are like so grateful, because it just gives them a different perspective on themselves and what's important. But you're welcome to do whichever of these that you want to. And like Lynn said, you're welcome to start it and then move on to some of the other modules and just keep working on it and fine tuning it. So it's values, visions, and your big why, and then goals. And I love this thing. If you do nothing else on this page, do this big why. Imagine your health is perfect. You have unlimited energy. Money's not an issue, right? Whatever comes to mind. Don't filter or judge the thoughts as you write them. Allow yourself to write as if you're already in that state of perfect health and doing what you desire most. In other words, write in the present tense. Say, I am, rather than I would. So I wave my magic wand and all of your health issues go away. You're probably dancing up a storm professionally or something, Sue Ann, right? Yeah. So it's like, what is it? What is that heart's desire, right? Some people, it's like, I just want to play the piano again and I want my joints to hurt when I do. Or I just want to be able to play with my grandchildren instead of watching them from the sidelines. Or I just want to be able to, you know, write my novel and I just can't focus because my brain is so foggy, whatever that might be. So I highly encourage that one. And then if the others are overwhelming at this point, fine. Just start with number four, the big why and this number four. And then just, you know, you can guess at it. You don't have to go through the whole thing, but it'll still make you think. And it's basically, you know, pick some of these. Which ones of these do you think are most important to you? Just click on them. And then why is that important to you? Why is God important to you? Why is wisdom important to you? Why is truth important to you? And just kind of write a little bit about it. And that really helps you to hone in. And then your vision. And then what's your goal? Like for the 90 days, the next 90 days, what's your goal? And you can write that. So a simple shortcut is available and it's totally acceptable. And again, this is all for you. It's all to help you to get in touch with this. Because what I find is that people, all good intentions, join a program. And they start to do it. And then they go, yeah, this is kind of hard. I don't know about this. And then you drop off. I think it's easier to just eat M&Ms and chocolate cake and drink my coffee and eat my ice cream. You know what I mean? And I think I'm just going to quit. So we help you to stick with it. Because what I feel is this one statement that one of my patients said to me years ago. And she said, I'm living by this motto ever since working with you. She said, don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. And how many times do we want something in the moment that's just totally out of alignment with what we want most, right? Keep that in mind. And that's what we're trying to get you honed into here. Okay, any questions on that? Is this, am I going too deep here?
It's pretty clear.
Okay, so we're gonna go back on the module one page. We can either go here or here. We'll hit transform your stress. And these are the three things I want you to get started on right away. Actually, the fourth one too, because it's super important. So we'll have you get started on these four. You'll get emails to remind you, and then you'll just keep adding emails every 3 days to say, hey, how are you doing on the previous one? Giving you some of my insights, giving you some motivation, and keeping you going along. Because I find that when we don't do that, we've done this before where we didn't do that, and people get lost. And they're like, oh, yeah, I joined that program a while back. And, yeah, I got an email about a call. And, you know, but when we keep in mind, okay, how you doing with that? Let's keep you going. Let's keep you motivated. So you can read this whole page if you want to, or you can just jump right in and start receiving your emails. So when you click this button, it's going to just say to me, hey, you're automatically signed up. I'm signed up so many times that I just keep starting over and getting these messages. If you want to start it all over again and you click it, it'll start you back over again. And now in my inbox, I'm going to find a message that says, hey, welcome to Transforming Stress Day One. The only one that's a long audio is the first one, which is about a half an hour, because it's explaining the process. It's explaining what's on the page. So if you're not, you know, you're more of an auditory learner, then don't worry about what's on the page. If you're more of a visual learner and you want to read and then listen and read and then listen, go on the page. It's all together. And also, if you just like to read, you can download this entire page. Everything that's on this page right here is right here. Click this to download. You get the book. If you like to just cuddle in bed instead of being on the computer reading, read the book and learn how to do these processes, it's great. And then every day for 30 days, you will get a little message that gives you another little snippet. They're all less than 5 minutes, except the first and the last. Okay? Okay, and then the last one I want to get on today. And all these are simple. They're simple, but you may not be doing them. And they're really contributing to your health. Until we get to the later ones, and then we get into detox and elimination diet, and we're going to be doing those detox and elimination diet pieces together. So even if you're not all the way caught up to that at that point, we're going to invite you to share and do it as a group so we can post on the Facebook group and that we can all be kind of going along at the same rate and be answering lots of questions for you. Because elimination diets can be like, I mean, it's just, it can be the world of difference to folks. So hydration is critical. We give you lots of steps here on how to do it, on how to overcome some of the objections, how to determine how much water you need. I love to have people fill up all the glasses that they need for the day. This is my water quotient for the day. I have these two. They're on my desk. I'm almost finished. I finished this one. I've got an inch left in this one. And it makes sure you get your full allotment of water and explains in here. I won't go into detail on it now, but explains in there all the reasons why hydration is important. And then just going back to module one, just to give you a glimpse of the other aspects of it that you'll be getting emails for. Most of you probably already got this assess one. Some of you that signed up earlier in the week might have also gotten the Connect to Your Why one. Some of the you that signed up a week and a half ago might have gotten, you know, by three or four. And every three or four days, we're going to give you another piece. Getting out in the sun, some tips for that, the whys and the wherefores, the really specific sleep hygiene steps that you can put into place if you're having any difficulty sleeping, really the power of why. I'm reading a book right now called Why We Sleep. Not reading it, I'm listening to it. And it's really a phenomenal expose on the physiology and this and the psychology behind sleep and why we actually do it. Because he puts it like, well, why would nature design this process that we're unconscious for a third of our life? Why would we have to spend a third of our life unconscious where we're just kind of laying there doing nothing? And there's all this amazing stuff that's happening during sleep. So, and some of us know how much we like sleeping. Me, I like sleeping, but I also like being awake. So the battle of liking being awake and liking sleeping, you know, is always present. And the more I can read and understand the value and the importance of it, the more I'm motivated to stick with it. And we get you moving with very short and easy stuff that you can be doing. Plus there's a more advanced fitness library with all kinds of advanced moves and stuff you can do when you're ready. Then there's stuff on greens and how to incorporate more greens in your diet. Then there's a really good segment on reducing your toxic load. How do you identify environmental toxins and things in your environment? And then the biggie, the elimination diet and cleanse. And that's, you know, this is a little longer. We space it out a little more than 3 days here, although we'll send you emails every 3 days, but we're going to give you more than 3 days to move on to the next step. And then the elimination diet, which we'll spend a couple of weeks together doing. I should have put this first, but I put it at the end. It's like, have fun. So if you want to skip ahead to step 11 and start doing that on a regular basis, it's one of my favorites. It's totally one of my favorites because fun is what many of us, if we're high achievers, tend to forget about. We tend to go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta take care of my kids. I gotta write a paper. I've gotta do this. I've gotta do that. And now we're at fun. Ugh, fun is therapeutic. Yay. You got permission to have fun and it's part of your health plan. So have at it. So you're welcome to skip ahead to step 11 if you want to just get a glimpse of that. And then step 12 is just getting us ready for that digestion piece. It's like those digestion enhancing eating strategies that we all need to put into place. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to go into more detail. I don't want you to go, this is overwhelming. It's not. It's just step by step by step. It's very complete and very comprehensive. And then we'll move into the next thing. Plenty of time to do it. That's why we've allotted 9 months. I could have said this was a 3-month program and then it would be completely overwhelming. If we were going to try to do this and digestion and blood sugar, you know, and some people say, well, why do you do why would I sign up for a 9-month program? I want to be well now. Well, how long have you been sick? I don't know, 7, 8, 10 years, 20 years. Okay. So how do you expect to get an overnight unless you're going to take a drug that's going to suppress your symptoms and that's not going to cure you. It's just going to suppress your symptoms. We're really looking at root cause, changing the terrain, changing how your body deals with stress, with the environment, with life itself, and helping you to be much more engaged and happy and pleasured in life.
Can I share something along the line? Thank you. So one thing that I encourage people to do is to take your calendar, your scheduler, however you do it, you know, and you write on there at such and such a time, this is my me time where I'm going to be going through my material here. And you can even further define it to say, you know, today I'm doing Y, and then tomorrow I'm working on my water or however, but just even 15, 20 minutes a day, this is my body balance time. And this is my sacred me time. And it's you showing up. It's you showing up in your calendar and your life, and then things will happen.
Thank you. Yeah. And here, I applaud you for starting. I applaud you for taking that step and believing in yourself. And my job and Lynn's job is to help you to finish, right? And to take you all the way through to the end. And it's going to get tough. You're going to want to quit because it's like, oh, I got another habit to do and I got another. No, you're going to keep going because we're going to help you and we're going to inspire you. We're going to make it fun. You got this community. People are just so into helping each other. And we've got a community of people. Some of them have been together in different programs for years. Some of them just recently, and they're like best buds. And it just creates this community and this environment. We're all working together towards that same goal. And you always have a place to come with questions. You're never on your own. Hi.
That's great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yay.
Yay. Hi.
Oh, how do you say it? Mirabel. Hi.
It's Silvana, my name.
Oh, it is Silvana. There was somebody here that was
Merveille.
Is that you? Yeah. Okay. So that's who you can be. Then it's a different person.
Yeah. There was somebody else named Merit.
No, Merit. I was seeing, like, I'm looking, it looks like Silvana, but okay. I've just met these people, so I don't really know. Okay. So yes, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm 53. I'm in Switzerland, near Geneva. I've trained as a natural healer. And when I heard you explain about your program, I was compelled because of the structure, and it made a sense, you know, to where you start and that you cannot do difference or the sequence of the systems that you're approaching. So that was a plus that I never really had in my training.
Right.
So I'm very curious to walk that path through from a perspective of a healer, but also for myself, because that will probably make sense, you know, with the small ailments I have and to solve them. Right. So there are many things I've already done, you know, like eating organic and water and eliminating all the toxics or all the plastics and additives and all these things. So, but maybe it's easier than for other people on the program, but I think there will be challenges anyway. Since I've started, you know, I know it doesn't happen from one day to the next. So it's a long process.
It's a process. You know, the thing is, we've grown up a certain way. We've been trained. We've been trained by our parents and then by the media and then by the schools. And I just am glancing out and I'm just going to comment. There's a beautiful, gorgeous sunset right out my window.
Oh.
And the sky is all orange and kind of that purpley. Oh, it's beautiful. It makes me smile. So we learned, and it's conditioning and it's unconditioning. And a lot of it is, you know, it's programmed into our nervous system to react in certain ways, and it's unprogramming, it's deprogramming that, right?
Yes.
And stress responses that we've had that have accumulated over decades that we're just going, okay, we're going to shift those and we're going to respond differently to those same stimuli. We're going to have a different response.
Mm. Yay. That's right.
Thank you. I'm so glad you finally were able to get through.
Yes, I hooked the wire.
Oh, you hooked the wire.
I was on Wi-Fi, so
okay, so
that wasn't working.
Okay. Will says, thanks, Wendy. I sent 3 emails. Okay, good. Yeah, so anything. Okay, it looks like I don't see any more comments. Anybody else want to come in? Just either unmute yourself or raise your hand. Tell them how to raise their hand. Lynn? Oh, you're muted.
Sure. Yep.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I always forget how to raise your hand because my keyboard is different.
So if you hover your cursor over the word participants, kind of click on where it says participants, the whole chat comes up, and in there it will say raise hand, yes, no, go slower, go faster, and more. So let's see if everybody sees that. So everybody click on where it says participants, and if you see raise hand, then let's do that.
I don't see that.
Sandy did. Maribel did. Nicole did. Sharon did. Let's see.
No, Anne. I don't see it.
So click on where it says participants on the lower bar. It says mute, stop video, invite participants, share, chat. Not recorded. But
no. Okay, mute, stop video, share, comment, participants. Uh-huh, I've done that.
Okay.
Okay. And do you have where the chat is? Do you see where the chat is on the...
Yes.
Okay, and so do you see where the names of the participants are?
Yes.
Okay, so kind of in between the chat and the names of the participants is this little area that should give you some options.
I don't see it.
Here, I'm going to do something, see if this works. I'm going to take a picture. Can you do a screenshot, Lynn? So she
said. Well, I wasn't sure if my Zoom.
You'd have to use Jing to do a screenshot.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not sure. Paste that in.
What happens when you click on the chat box? Sue Ann.
Okay, if I click. What? Wait a second. If I click on the chat box, I get conversations. And at the end it says send to everyone. At the very end it says tap here to chat or tap a message to reply.
Okay.
Now what about above the Zoom where it says Zoom chat, Zoom group chat? What does it say? Are you on an iPad?
I have an iPad.
Okay, so it may be different on an iPad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's definitely different on an iPad. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
We'll look to see, and I'll see if I can take some screen.
I have never used an iPad or a tablet.
I'll take my iPad out, and I'll get on Zoom, and then I'll take pictures, and I'll, you know, maybe.
So if anybody else in here is watching or listening using an iPad, the key seems to be when you click participants, and below the names of participants, you might see something that says mute me, and then something that says raise hand, yes, no, go slower, go faster.
Well, if I click on my name, I'll get mute audio, rename, or cancel.
Oh, it doesn't say raise hand.
No, this is like
different on the iPad. I know that I've been on Zoom calls on an iPad, and like I fumble around trying to figure out how to do it. So I'll fumble away, and then when I figure it out, I'll take a screenshot and I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it on my phone. I don't know if that's any different, but
it's similar on the phone, but I think it's a little because it's more spacious. We'll do that, and we can create like a little PDF document that they can click on from the schedule page. Like if you're on an iPad, here's some instructions for.
Yeah.
Cool.
On mine, it says you have to hit more to get those options.
Oh, it's more? Do you see more anywhere, Sue Ann?
Yeah, I do.
Three little dots.
There's three little dots.
Yep, and then it says more.
I just clicked on the three little dots. Whoops. Wait a minute. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, raise hand.
Cool.
Yay. Thank you. Who was it that just told us that? Who was it I want to thank?
Francis.
Thank you, Francis.
Thank you. Oh, I see. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Well, my hand.
I appreciate that you had the patience and persistence. And thank you, Francis, for figuring it out for us.
Oh, my. Okay.
That'll help everybody that has it. So, everybody that has an iPad that wasn't able to raise their hand before. Go ahead and raise your hand now. Let's see what happens.
My hand is raised.
Jules. Yay.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only ones I don't see hands on are Ellen, Marit, Francis, who just got that. So Francis obviously knows how to do it. Francis just did it. L. Cole, Maryville, are you on a computer or are you on a, you're probably on a computer, right?
That's Silvana.
Sorry. Yeah, and you can raise your hand. And Robin and Wendy. Okay, cool. Well, you know, guys, thank you so much for being here and for your
work.
You know, we're here together. If there's ever any problems, if you have any suggestions on how we can make the experience better for you, if it's anything that's within our realm to do, we can. We cannot send personal chefs out to your home to make your food for you. That's not within our realm.
Oh, no.
But we can do the next best thing where we have lots of good videos of me in my kitchen and my friends. Karen Osborne is an amazing chef, and we've got her doing some videos, and you've just got a lot of that going on.
Wonderful.
Okay? So thank you guys so much. And
fantastic. We'll, thank you. Yay.
Thank you.
We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. Oh, actually, our next call, just to make sure you know, is... Let's pull it up right here.
On the 14th.
On the 14th.
Yes.
There were some people who had some confusion about the calls, so they get the monthly implementation call and the office.
Everything is listed on this page. And every month when this one's over, we put a new one here, and then we put the thing up. I don't know why we do it this way. That's just the way it's always been done. And our VA that does it, just that's the way she does it. So... But yeah, so these are the ones. We can certainly see if we can put up a little list of what the upcoming office hours so people can plan it. And Lynn, if we can make a note of that, maybe just make a little list of that and have them add it to this. It would be great. That would be the top one. And then below it, we can just list those calls. Just make it easier to see and, you know, plan for your year. Yeah, so these are the next implementation calls beginning of April. We have one more in March. One in April, and then the other in April will probably be around the 14th, 15th, and we'll get that going. All right, and this one's easier to access. You just call in on the phone, or you click the button, and it's just a much easier to deal with in this, but we also don't get to see each other, which I don't like. I like seeing you all. But anyway, there's reasons for it, and someday we might switch it. But for now, thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of the evening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye.